السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah grant Ata afiyat. May Allah accept the khidmat of Deen, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Swad, and verses number 24 and number 25. So the story goes on thus far that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Prophet David, peace be upon him, the Jutlas, the Jews call him King David, he was in solitude in his chamber, in his room, and worshipping Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There's a guard at the front door, but these two people disputing, and they came in and they jumped the wall from the back and disturbed him, and he was naturally very frightened what's happening. They said, La tahaf, do not fear, because we want that you must pass the verdict amongst us with justice, that this one partner of mine, brother of mine, has 99 sheep. I only got one sheep, one only, and he's got 99. And he says I must give it to him, and then he will look after it and maintain it. And he has more eloquence even in his arguments, in his speech, and he knows how to present his argument. So this resonates with what is going on today. You look at the Jutlas, hundreds and hundreds of nuclear, but Pakistan has one nuclear, and that also they cannot digest. The Haramis, the Americans, the British and the West and their apartheid regime of Israel. Iran, daily they will say Iran. So if Israel can have hundreds or thousands, so why can't Iran have? Why can't Pakistan have? This Arab tenpot dictators, Haramis, good for nothing. So rich they are, but they can't even make one bomb. So it shows how hopeless, useless, impotent they are. So Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam heard the one party side and then said, so this is where we continue, chapter 38, Surah Swad, verse 24, call. He, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, after listening to what one party said, the other party was silent and nodded. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam asking, he passed the verdict, لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ. Indeed, definitely, that he, that brother of yours, partner of yours, he has done grave injustice to you, بِسُؤَالِ نَعَجَتِكَ إِلَىٰ نِعَاجِ, for asking you for your one sheep, so that you must give it to him, his other 99 sheep, so he can complete the century. He has done a grave injustice to you, and it is a travesty of justice. And now this is the great law, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ, خُلَطَاء, the plural of خَلِيط, and verily majority of the partners, لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, that they will oppress one another. So the first generation, maybe things run okay, second one gets a little bit sour, and third one they're swearing and going to court and so forth. And we see this every month happening in the Muslim society Allah forbid. So partnership in Islam is permissible, but is not advisable and desirable. لا يبغي بعضهم على بعضين. They will oppress one another. They will rebel against one another. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Except those people who possess true iman, faith, conviction, وعملوا الصالحات, and they continue with their righteous deeds and actions. Now pay attention, O ulama, O students, O people. وقليل, and they are few. ما, that word ma, write it down, students. Ma ibhamiya li ta'kid al qillah. That ma is known in our Arabic jargon terminology as ibhamiya. And why did Almighty Allah mention it? To emphasize that they're not only few, they're extremely, extremely few. So that's your translation there, if you know how to translate. Wa qalilum ma hum. And those people were true iman, and who will continue with righteous deeds, are very, very few and far in between, and extremely few. So that is the benefit of the word ma there. Now Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam passed the verdict, but then the thought came to him that maybe I was just a bit hasty. You see, Anbiya, prophets and messengers, that they never ever commit sin because they are ma'soom and protected by divine protection. But there can be sometimes a mistake. So remember, this was a mistake. The thought came to him that I did not hear. I heard the plaintiff, I didn't hear the defendant. I heard one party, I didn't hear what the other party had to say. And therefore, the thought came to him that no, maybe I was a bit hasty. I should have heard the other party and then passed the judgment. Now, yeah, you, the public and the masses, you need to understand this properly. When you are a qazi, you are a judge, you are a magistrate, then it is incumbent upon you to hear both side stories. But for the maulana, the mufti, the sheikh, the alim, you ask him questions and he answers the question according to, he gives the answer according to the question posed. So that is totally permissible, acceptable. That is not the job of the mufti, of the alim, the sheikh. He must go and verify things. So that he will just pass the verdict according to the question that is posed. But the judge, the qazi, his job is to investigate and find out from both parties what the real and true facts are. We must make and draw that distinction. We must be clear on that issue. Second one, you Christians, that day in your Bible, and if you look at the commentary and something, what is mentioned there, we reject it totally. You know how corrupt the Bible is today. They speak about the Noah committing incest. They speak about, you understand, Lot committing incest and crazy, crazy things which no human being will ever really believe. But you will find it in the Bible. So the Bible has mentioned, you must remember the story of Uriah, that David, King David, sent one army guy on like a mission, and he knew he will get killed there because he liked his wife and so forth. So all that in Islam we reject it totally with the contempt it deserves. Remember that. So yeah, the true tafsir, correct tafsir inshallah, is this, that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam was slightly hasty, and he passed the judgment after hearing one party's side, and then the realization came to him. So that is what Almighty Allah states, وَذْوَنَّ دَاوُودُ. And now Dawood alayhi salatu salam thought to himself, أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ. That definitely we, Allah Jalla wa'ala, has put him through a trial. And the trial is this, because the higher you are in rank and status, the more precaution you should exercise. So I should have exercised precaution and I should have heard what the other party says. Even though he is guilty, but I should have at least given him a hearing. Annama fatannahu. So that we, Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, that definitely we have placed him through a trial. Fastaghfara rabbahu. So he begged Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Remember, you never ever translate translate for prophets and messengers, they committed sin. Nay, haram to do that. You must say they commit mistakes. They can make an error in judgment. So that can happen, but never sin. So for the error in judgment, or for the mistake he perpetrated, he begged Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness. Rabbahu wa kharra raqi'ah. And he fell down. Raqi'ah. Oh, listeners, now I'm going into some real academic discussion and I need your 100% attention so that you don't confuse issues or you blow your issues and so forth and tissues and so forth. So listen carefully. Wakharra, and he fell down. And Raqi'ah, literal meaning of Raqi'ah, he went into ruku. But there's ijma consensus, the word Raqi'ah is mentioned, but it means he went into sajda. Are you clear now? So therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the genius and giant in them, said, in salat, in namaz, not out of namaz, not out of salat, in namaz, yesterday it happened, Isha time before I came here for the Q&A, the Imam read Iqra Bismi, but what he did, 2-3 verses before the surah ends, so what he did, he made Allahu Akbar and so forth. So you honorable imams, sometime you must educate your congregation and your muswallis. So let's say that this morning Fajr time you read Iqra Bismi, the whole entire surah, and then when you come right to the last verse, you the imam, you make intention of Sajda Tilawat, but you don't perform the Sajda Tilawat in Surah Iqra, Surah Alaq. You go into Ruku, and then in that Ruku, you have made intention of Sajda Tilawat, and that is permissible according to all four schools. I repeat, if the Imam, this is only exclusively permissible in Salat, and not out of Salat, and not out of Namaz, and so forth. Chapter 96, Surah Iqra, is a good example, Surah Alaq, because you know it, and it is chapter 96, it comprises 19 verses. So the Imam recites all 19 verses in the first rakat or second rakat, and remember in Fajr, or Maghrib, or Isha, and then he goes into ruku, but in that ruku, he made intention of sajda tilawat, then the sajda tilawat would be valid and everything is good. But you can't do that out of salat. So now the question was asked, Ya Aba Hanifa, you are Imam Azam, you are the great genius, where did you derive this masla from where did you understand this? He said, look at Quran, wa kharra raqi'ah, and he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, fell down in ruku. So he well down into sajda, but Allah used the word ruku to show us that sometimes and occasionally a ruku and a bowing down will suffice for the sujood and for the prostrating. And if you want details of it, go open Ma'ariful Quran. The original is written by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. We met him several times. One of the greatest jurors, scholars in the Park, produced the subcontinent, and it is translated in English also in 8 volumes. So there he's got the details of what I said. And then, remember, he went and he turned more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So after all that, the sujood and so forth, فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Hence, we forgave him for that. So remember, it was a slight error in judgment. It was a minor mistake as far as me and you are concerned. But Anbiya, prophets and messengers, because their rank status is so lofty and abundant, you know, exalted, so they're concerned about what me and you will call a minor thing, and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. So that is to teach this ummah. So Allah Ta'ala says, we forgave him, stamping his majesty. Who can forgive? forgive. We don't have confession room and all that, like the Christians. Oh, Father, please forgive me. I slept with your daughter, the guy will say. Father, say you forgive him, because Father is also busy with the boys and all that. Pedophilia in the church. Wa inna lahu indana. And remember that for the Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, by us, his name, Nami, Ismi Grami, is mentioned 16 times in the Noble Quran. And it means to be one who's running fast, and his rank is so exalted, La Zulfa. So he has a very, very high rank and exalted rank there by us. Wa husna ma'ab. And now, when he returns, meaning that the time goes to Jannah and Paradise, he will have the best place to return and so forth. Here there are certain academic discussions. Number one, is there a sajda tilawat? Yeah, yes or no? According to the Hanafis, according to Malikis, according to Hanbalis, yes, there is sajda tilawat. You see, one imam's name I did not take. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says there are 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran. So all the sujood you must make. Imam Abu Hanifa says 14. So he omits the second sajda of Surah Hajj, the one chapter 22 and verse 77. So that one he leaves it out. He says it's sajda for salat, is not sajda tilawat. Imam Abu Hanifa says. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says 14 sajdas also. So he omits this one. He says this is sajda a shukr. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam made the sajda, but it was not sajda tilawat. It's sajda of gratitude, prostrating to thank Almighty Allah for his ever-recurring bounties and favors and so forth. So that is the academic discussion. Are we clear with that? So majority scholars, there is sajda tilawat. Only Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says that there is no sajda here. And for you ulama and students, if you want the masterpiece book on this, then you should procure a copy. Al-Masailu Lati in Farada Biha al-Shafi'i Yuduna Ikhwati. Those Masail, those issues where Imam Shafi'i is one side and alone, and the other three brothers, the other three scholars are on the other side, but Allama ibn Kathira have it, and one of them is this issue here. Okay. Now listen, and listen carefully to what I'm saying, because you'll make too much all confusion and because you're half sleepy, you know. Be awake what I'm saying. Now the question comes, where is the sajda tilawat? Surah Swad is chapter 38. Is the sajda tilawat there, wa kharra raki'u wa anab, by verse 24? Or is it there at verse 25, like your Quran is showing, if you got the Miasfam Quran, wa husna ma'ab? So the Arab ulama say, remember whether you make it at verse 24 or you make it at verse 25, both is valid. So that's the first thing. Anywhere you make it after verse 24, you perform sajda tilawat, valid, acceptable. You perform it at verse 25, valid, acceptable. Okay? But the academic discussion and the ilmi discussion is this. Where is it better to do it? At 24, verse 24 or verse 25? The Arab ulama say, and majority of the scholars of the world say, at 24. Our India Pak ulama and scholars say at 25. You know that you have the Quran Sharif, you will find there in the Haramain Sharifain and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. If you read the right at the back, then you will find وَقَدْ كَتَّبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. His full name is Usman Hussein Taha. So we met him twice and then, and I told you the story several times, so leave that out. Now you must read حَفِذَهُ Allah, give him complete shifa, حَفِذَهُ اللَّهُ وَشَفَاهُ وَرَآهُ. Allah protect, preserve him, and give him complete shifa. Now, if you read the history of that, the Mushrif, the person who supervised this whole project during the time of King Fahd, remember was Sheikh Huzaifi, and they had the greatest ulama. Everything they looked at it, that remember that that is what we will call the asah, what is the most authentic remember. So this discussion came, where is the sajda at verse 24 or verse 25? So they say 24, and therefore you will see it in those Qurans and all the Qurans printed in the Arab world and so forth at 24, and those printed in India, Pakistan, South Africa, you will find 25. I myself, I'll tell you, I make sajda at 24, you know, when I perform Taraweeh and so forth. So remember, Imam Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, if you look at his inclinations, but you read it with an open eye, Surah, the Sword, and Ma'ariful Quran, he says and he discusses the whole thing of sajda tilawat under the verse وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. So I don't say that 100%, but the way it seems that even he is inclined towards that. But be that as it may, both ways are totally permissible. We're just discussing the academic discussion. Now, when you read a sajda tilawat, okay, so what must you read when you go inside the sajda? So you go and perform the sajda tilawat. 99-90% of the imams, the people, they read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So it is permissible, but not sunnah. Always we should aspire and learn the true sunnah and nabawiyyah. What did Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? Chapter 3, verse 31. And we just sent it out now last week or sometime, you must remember, the du'as for sajda tilawat. Yes, it was now last week, I just recall. So chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. People like you, don't like you, is not your business. Allah will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. We are bashar, we are human beings, we are sane, mature, alhamdulillah. But daily we commit sins. So follow immaculately Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'm reading these two du'as, and anybody wants it, you just write down. Maybe I'll just send it out again today. Yeah, I'll just send it out. So it's a holiday also. So use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah and by heart it. So the short sajda tilawat du'a. This is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. This is sunnat du'a. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la is sunnat for sajda of salat and namaz and prayer. But it's not sunnat for sajda tilawat. For sajda tilawat, these are the two specific du'as. You read both, subhanallah, excellent. You read one, very good. So the short du'a, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sama'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. So Allah created me, and remember, He blessed me with the faculty of hearing and seeing, what is might and power. What a beautiful dua. So all both ahadith, separate ahadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, and both are sahih and authentic. Second one has four parts. So Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra, O Almighty Allah, that record for me in lieu of the sajda, in exchange of this prostration, that a reward by you. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra, and remove because of the sajda my vices and my sins. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنْدَكَ زُخْرَى. You know, people have offshore, inshore accounts. And make it for me, Ya Allah, there a treasure by you in the year after for me. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنْدَكَ زُخْرَى. And then whenever we perform, execute the good action, then we beg Almighty Allah. What do we say? وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبَدِكَ دَاوُودِ. You see, there your lesson came in. Accept it from me, O beloved Allah, as you accepted it from your beloved slave and servant, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. So magnificent lesson, if you understood it, inshallah. Today we go to Carolina, and inshallah our program tonight will be there in the town of Masjid, run by Dr. Gina and them. And tomorrow, Wednesday, we will be there in the other Masjid, Masjid Cairo Park, and that is remembered by our brother Ismail Arbi and them. So there tomorrow Fajr Salat is 5:20, and then after that we will be giving nasiha and advices there. So both Masjids will have program in Carolina, insha'Allahul Aziz, tonight and tomorrow. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us now focus on the news, views, interviews. Today, 20th Rabiul Awal, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 354. And we present to you news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 2-3 jutlas dispatched to help. You must remember that others are in transit to get roasted and toasted very soon, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Israel, the Haramis, the war criminals, they are guilty of Holocaust and guilty of genocide and ethnic cleansing in Gaza and Palestine. Now they're extending it to Lebanon and so forth. Approximately yesterday they killed 500 people, more than 1,500 injured. People are fleeing and running for their lives, and more than 35 children were murdered and martyred by the Israelis. Where are you, America? Where are you, Europe? Where are you, Britain, you whiteies? You are the biggest racists and hypocrites and haramis on this earth. Remember, if any other nation had to do that, Russia did it, straight away sanctions, straight away the ICC. So Karim Khan, KK and them said, these war criminals, yeah, nothing is happening. What the hell is going on? The only solution is this cancer known as Israel must be dismantled, and inshallah it will be dismantled by the HHHH. Who? H. Hamas, H. Hezbollah, H. Houthis, and Abdul Qadir Husseini and them of the past. Remember, he passed away, became Shaheed on April 1948. So they left a legacy to inspire us, and we will use that to inspire others as well. And we will dismantle it, inshallah. Hezbollah is giving the Jutlas in Haifa a wonderful torrid time, and they sing stars daytime. In Haifa, 300,000 Jutlas dash for cover into the shelters. The mayor says it's worse than 2006. Well done to Hezbollah. Yom HaSen, and they are targeting military sites, targeting airports, targeting everything, but they're not killing them. We must remember that. So that is their strategy. And they said, I sent it out last night, they say the Iron Dome is tired now. It can't keep up with the missiles and rockets coming inside, and they have a big pile still. So you Jutlas still going to see many, many stars, remember that. Israel is deliberately targeting journalists there in Palestine and there in Lebanon and other parts of the world also they do that. Spain and Turkey and most countries have condemned Israel and said what they are doing is a genocide and war crimes and so forth and so on. So remember, we agree with that. Now listen to the story, you Christians, you non-Muslims. Muslims must listen, but I'm addressing you non-Muslims. When I attack the Jews, the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Haramis, if you don't know what Haramis means, it means you must end a B, an illegitimate child, big B, Haramis. Now you know there was a Palestinian, right? She's a Christian, but she's an American as well. She worked for Jazeera, the TV, for more than 20 years. And then Israel, apartheid terrorist, Nazi, Hitler's children, they murdered her, cold-blooded murder, precision strike. Remember, the sniper shot her. Few months they rejected it, then reluctantly they accepted it, that they murdered her, cold-blooded, premeditated murder. Shirin Abu Akila, the Western press don't know how to speak Arabic, hopeless, useless. They say Abu Akleh, Akleh. You mustn't be a fool and a sheep also. Abu Akila. Aqila. That's the proper Arabic. Shirin Abu Aqila, Christian. So they murdered her. Then came the time for her funeral. They hackled them everything. The coffin nearly fell down. Then she was buried. They went and they desecrated the tombstone. So now these Israeli Defense Force guys, listen to what they do. They went right into Ramallah. Ramallah falls under the jurisdiction of the PA, the Palestinian Authority, of Abu Mazin, Mahmoud Abbas. He's not a murtad, harami, shaitan also. So he got no authority. They went right inside there and they stole all the equipment of Al Jazeera, and her image was there. Shirin Abu Aqila's image was there. They shot at it and tore it up and all that. The intense hatred for the truth. You murdered her. You nearly let the coffin fall and hackle them and so forth. You go and desecrate her tombstone, for we got nothing to do, the Christians. And remember now, even her image, her picture, snap, whatever you want to call, they go and tear it up and so forth. You call us human beings. I call them worse than donkeys and swines. Remember that. They are subhuman, in the words of Gideon Levy. Israelis, remember the Jerusalem deputy mayor probe for terror incitement. He said, go and attack the United Nations, a relief agency. Go attack the Palestinians, all that. All of them who are in big, big posts, haramis, you can say, and real, you must remember, Satan. Therefore, the forces of Satan. Therefore, Quran teaches us, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, remember, will be the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. We never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority of them. Now we take you to India, and I mentioned it last night in the Q&A, and I sent it out to thousands of people, so it's on my, you understand, status also. You can see it there, 071-888-1184. Rape in India. 7-year-old boy, 8-year-old boy gang rape a girl who's 7 years old. So rape is rife and rampant there. You go to, you know, Hollywood, Bollywood, now you must learn about Mollywood and all haramihood. So this happened in Kerala, the rape, the scandals, the sex abuse in the industry, the film industry. Egypt delivers more and more weapons to Somalia, because now the tensions are rising between Egypt and Ethiopia. So now they're using Somalia and they don't recognize Somali land and so forth. MBZ, the Murtad bin Zindiq from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Emirates is there in White House and discussing with Biden and so forth and so on in America. First time an Emirati leader came there in the White House and they're discussing Sudan. But they're supporting Sudan, the rapid forces, and they speak about stability. Chor ko kahenge chori karo aur malik ko kahenge chor aa rahe. That is American politics. They will tell the crook to steal. America will tell Israel, steal more and more, and then they will tell the world we want peace. So these guys are doing the same thing there, and they'll discuss about Gaza and about Lebanon, all that. For us, this MBS of Saudi, Murtad bin Shaitan, and this character, the Emirate MBZ, remember, both 100% Murtads and Haramis. They hate Islam and they have locked up so many people and arrested them. So all sellouts they are. Modi says India, we're going to make chips. Not fish and chips that you eat, the chips for the computers and cell phones and what they know, because Silicon Valley, you know, will be made in India and we will supply USA. America needs them, they know that, and Modi knows what to do as well. Listen to what happened yesterday. How Israel, supposed to be the only democracy in the Middle East and a moral army, the worst immoral army in the world, and the biggest farce to call them and India a democracy. So remember, the Palestinians took diplomats, 30 diplomats, you see, ambassadors and so forth, there to Khalilur Rahman Hebron, so they could go and visit Masjid, you understand, the mosque of the patriarch, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi السلام نبي إسحاق عليه السلام نبي يعقوب عليه السلام Abraham and then Isaac and then Jacob peace be upon them are buried. The Israeli army and forces did not allow them. They just took them nearby and told them, see, there it is. That is your Israel. In 1994, Baruch Goldstein on 15 Ramadan murdered 70 people, 29 passed away in the masjid. So therefore, we say Israel must be dismantled. Saudi Arabia and Iran foreign ministers met in New York on the sidelines. You know, the United Nations Security Council, they meet. All good for nothing, if you ask me. Cheap talk it is only. Zelensky in America, he's going to show his peace plan to Biden and to Harris, Kamala Harris, and to Trump. So Putin is laughing all the way. Show your plan, and I'm going to teach all of you a good lesson. We support Putin. We need haramis. The Labour Party had a meeting there in UK, in Liverpool, when they discussed about Israel. Conveniently, they left out and omitted the words apartheid and genocide. All haramis, these people, remember that. Then they will speak about Afghanistan and no human rights there. So what the hell you all are doing? You're supporting Israel to murder and kill. So where are the rights of the Palestinians and so forth? Tsunami in Japan, 600 kilometers away from Tokyo and so forth. A US student found dead at Devil's Peak. I wonder if that is justice or what. I don't know who the student is, but they went climbing. There a group of them. They know Table Mountain, and this one student didn't return. So the search team went, and they found the student dead. Where? At Devil's Peak. There seemed to be some devil business going on there. Heritage Day in South Africa. This is my opinion. You like it, you accept it. You don't like it, you lump it. You must remember. So what heritage has South Africa got? Since the time I'm born, so I know that under the whiteys, remember the Nationalist Party, the only heritage of theirs I know is apartheid, blankers and knee blankers, whites and non-whites. Hey, kuli, khanna di kuli talk to. Hey, you Indian, go there. And hey, you understand, black men, go there. They wouldn't say black men, they would use the derogatory K word. And the coloreds also. So that's the only legacy I can remember of the white man. So they ruled from 48 to 94, you know, but 90 things started changing. Then we have 30 years democracy. So what is the heritage of the ANC? So ANC, triple C. So I can only say ANC. See, crimes, criminal, that's one. Corruption, two. And cronyism, three. So that is what you did. You destroyed our country, and just look at the potholes are becoming craters and so forth. For you trustees of the various masajid and mosque, and you imams and ulama, don't fear anybody. You have to fear Allah. وَلَا تَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You must say boldly, this business of opening the mosque to non-Muslims and all and sundry can come, absolutely haram. You are not showing respect to the masjid. You are desecrating the sanctity of the masjid. And I gave you the detailed explanation last night, and I sent out our message prepared by our team. MashaAllah, ummati, ummati. So you must read all our articles and go to our websites, and you will find it absolutely haram. All things. City Press writes an article there on Sunday, the NPA, and that is the prosecution guys, and the General Ministry of Justice are in a big conflict. So that is what they said. What they said is fake news, but to me it seems right. Today the Ijtima is ending day in Durban, Vellum, and other people are returning and so forth. So wherever you are, drive carefully. So Allah accept all the Ijtimas taking place, going to come still in future, South Africa. Africa and the world. Remember, the snow is melting, so be very, very careful, inshallah. Programs for today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, very interesting one. Mo Zahid will interview Maulana Riaz Limbada. Both of them are students. Riaz Limbada, very interesting person. He's running the rehabilitation center in Dadir, you see. Go find out from him how many Muslim women, men, women, Maulanas, Hafiz, are involved in drugs and the drug industry. industry. You will fall on your back, remember. So he will be discussing heritage and drugs and what have you. And then inshallah, today is what? Tuesday, 11 to 12 plus of marriage. Then 1 to 2 inshallah will be tafsir. And then we leave for Carolina inshallah. Maulana, we have 20 minutes. Let's fire up inshallah with the Q&A inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab. I just wanted to find out if it's okay for a woman to have a belly button piercing in Islam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we'll go through all the questions quickly to save time. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 119, Wala amurannahum fala yughayyirunna khalq Allah. Almighty Allah expel Shaitan, Lucifer, and remember that he, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, took an oath and said, I will command them, these human beings, they will change the creation of Allah. Allah created us perfect, and now we want to imitate the kuffar, the non-Muslim, the satanic culture, make belly button and all that, all haram. The people who do it, their income is haram. On whom it is done, haram. All parties cursed by Almighty Allah, not permissible, absolutely haram.
Mufti Sahab, please, what dua do we read for neighbors who are always causing problems?
This is Sahih Hadith. Go open Mustadrak Hakim. Also, you should find it there. Go open Mustadrak Ahmad and so forth. It's Sahih Hadith this. Read for me if you have really troublesome neighbors, mischief makers. So read first the Quranic dua and then the specific dua for evil, bad neighbors. So whenever people are troubling you, read Surah, chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin surni alal qawm al-mufsideen. Lut alayhi salam read this against the gay brigade. Allah decimated them. Ya Allah, assist me against the troublemakers and mischief makers. And then that is chapter 29, verse 30, Surah Ankabut, the spider, and verse 30. And then we find, you must remember the hadith specific for this. You read for me, then you will know the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min jari su, that from the evil neighbors. Fi daril muqama, in the place of residence. So all of us should read it at workplace, in our residential area. You have people are crazy, half drunk, and they play the music so loud, and they fight and what have you. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from evil, terrible neighbors. Fi daril muqama, in the place of residence. This is just a saying. You're moving to a place. Mausalim, you must use this in your lectures. It's beautiful. Sal anil, this is not hadith, it's just a proverb. Sal anil jar qabla dar. Before you move into that area, find out about your neighborhood. Is it safe? How are the neighbors? And so forth, then you purchase that house or take it on rental. Beautiful saying, Sal anil jar qabla dar. Beautiful saying, ji.
Mufti Sahab, will our namaz be valid if a small child runs across the imam and all the musallis multiple times?
This masla, certain masail issues have a unwan, have a heading, have a specific name. So this masla is called Mas'alatul Murur Baina Yadayil Musalli. So that is the name in Arabic, in our fiqh jargon, in our jurisprudence terminology. So understand the hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Law ya'lamul mar Baina Yadayil Musalli Mada Alay Lakana Ay Yaqifa Arba'ina Kharifa. Mustadir Bazar Hadith. The person who crosses other people whilst they are in Salat, if he knew the major sin he's perpetrating, committing, he should wait for 40 years, meaning Muddatun Madida. He should wait for long period, remember. So now children just running around and so forth, remember. So that will have nothing to do. There's no sin upon them. them, but the guardian, the parent, should teach them the adab and etiquette. This is not some stadium and some park and so forth. They must show reverence, respect to the masjid and so forth. So anyway, that you are in the masjid. Now, just take the example. You're reading your Fajr sunnahs. Your time has come in, so now you're reading your sunnahs, right? And now somebody comes and crosses you. So does your salat break? No, your salat does not break. But the sin will be on him who's crossing you. But if you're standing there by the entrance and exit and so forth, so you're hardly giving people chance, and you're standing in the wrong place, then the sin will be on you, the person reading salat at the wrong place. So remember, but all cases, instances, your salat is still valid.
Mufti Sahab, my husband and I got into a very heated argument. He told me twice to pack my bags and go home. I don't know what to do. Is this a talaq, or what must be done if it is?
In this case here, these are the words that are called al-alfazul kinaya, meaning implicit words, add words that are unclear and so forth. So you must ask him, and he must be honest, because this has other ramifications, consequences. So ask him that he must be prepared to take an oath, a qasam, touch Quran Sharif and so forth. If you got doubt, that ask him, did he make intention of talaq, divorce or not? If he didn't make intention of talaq, then remember that your marriage is still valid. If he made intention of talaq, he told you, get out from here, pack up your bags, go to your mother's house, you use F10Bs, not First National Bank, the other one, and he made intention of talaq, then the Hanafi scholars say a talaq, a buy-in, takes place. If he said it once, he said it twice, and both times he made intention, so remember, is talaq a buy-in, remember that. So obviously you must both go there to your jamiats and ulama and explain everything. I'm just giving you the broad, you understand, rulings and so forth, principles and so forth. Shafis and them say talaq ur-raj'i take place, so the husband can still take his wife back and so forth if he made intention of talaq and so forth. So anyway, if he gave one, it will be one. If he gave two, it will be two. But it is not so bad that you can perform a new nikah if both parties agree. But if he gave two, he only has one talaq left for the future. If he gave one, then he only has two talaqs left for the future. But best is both parties shall go to your local ulama and jamiats, because many other questions will also arise.
Mufti Sahab, what is the latest for the coming Hajj news? Is that the agent must have 500 to take for Hajj. What is your opinion, Mufti Sahab?
Remember that I read that myself, and I announced it that one day on the news, views and interviews. You must understand, MBS and them are not interested in the Hujjaj. They only Hujjaj mean pilgrim. They're only interested in your money. They want, you must remember, 100 million people must come there as tourists. So they want, you must go visit Tabuk, Al-Ula, you must visit Riyadh, Jeddah, all that. And then in Ramadan, they wanted 40 million people to come. Then Hajj time, their target is 5 million, 6 million, and so forth. So they want to marginalize all the agents that come in between. You must deal directly with Saudi Arabia and their agents there. So they will make life difficult for you as much as possible. Before, I know the Hajj industry, we perform Hajj many a time with Allah's help. Before, they used to say, if I'm an agent, you are an agent, you must have minimum 50 people. Then they brought it up to 100 people. Now they took it up to 500 people. So all this is deliberate policy employed by MBS Murtad bin Shaitan and the Saudi agents. They colluding with one another. Let us marginalize all these foreigners and the agents. They must deal directly with us. We can deal directly with you, but you're so incompetent and good for nothing. The 1 year they gave the whole contract to the Hindus in India. So where's their common sense, you know? The first thing, a foreigner, guy come from Philippines, guy come from Indonesia, they don't know one word. Many a time is non-Muslims. They come from that part of the world, America, Europe, and so forth, and they come to Saudi. And when they see the first word the foreigner will learn, Saudi, Mafi Mukh Saudi, Mafi Mukh. Saudi's got no brains. That is the first word, first sentence they learn there, Mafi Mukh. So you go ask any foreigner, that's the famous word they will say. They want to be in charge, but you're incompetent and good for nothing. That's what you are.
Mufti Sahib, please advise if men can wear white gold or a diamond ring for a wedding ring.
Yeah, there are two different issues. Issue number one, one day Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, bi yadihi al-sharifa, in his right hand the master alayhi salam had genuine gold. In the left hand, bi yadihi al-sharifa, the master alayhi salam had genuine silk. And said, huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati, that these two items, genuine gold and genuine silk, harir in Arabic, we say Rasham in Urdu, is absolutely, totally haram for the men of my ummah. For women, it's permissible, obviously. Then we come to the specific one of the ring. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. They came and brought gold ring. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, they brought copper, brass, all that. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, see, ittakhidhu min wariqin, that the ring that the man must wear must be made of silver only and must not exceed one mithqal, that is 4 grams, and so, for, you know, 4.85 grams, must not exceed that. Go open Ahsanul Fatawa of Mufti Rashid Ahmed, nice discussion he has there. So that is for the man. For the women, you wear genuine gold ring, you wear genuine silver ring, all that permissible. For men, only silver ring. So that is what you should know.
Kisab, when a lady falls pregnant, they say that if you go about telling people in the initial stages, 3 months of pregnancy, then a lot of things can go wrong in the life of the child. Is there any truth in this?
You know, our people, Mohan Salim, that from where they came? From India. So when they came 160, 170 years ago, they brought the Lal Kitabs, the Red Book, Little Red Riding Hood stories. You see, from Lailpur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolwadpur, Dabelpur, all poor stories. That, so it's all big fairy tales. There's no such thing like that. You tell your mother-in-law you're pregnant, even in the first month, second month, nothing will happen. You tell your neighbors that you are pregnant, they must make dua, nothing will happen. So these are not things we believe in. These are Indian fairy tales, Lal Kitab stories. Oh, you women who are pregnant, read these 2-3 duas quickly. Number one, read the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, chapter 37, just after Surah Yasin. This is Surah Safat, verse 100. Rabbi Habali من الصالحين. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me, grant us. It means pious children, right? Normal children. That is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam. Both of them were very old and they had no children. They're begging, pleading, and petitioning Almighty Allah. Chapter 3, verse 38, and that is Surah Al Imran. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me from your side such children that are pure and chaste. Verily, Ya Allah, innaka sami'ud du'a, that you are the one who listens to the du'a. So remember that in those cases there, Allah will accept. And always, husband, wife, read abundant istighfar, chapter 71. And verses, remember 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Beg Allah for forgiveness. And the best time is suhoor time, sehri time. Any time, but best time is sehri time, the pre-dawn time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that time. So, innahu kana ghafara, Allah is of forgiving. He will always forgive us if we are sincere. What are the benefits? Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara, Allah will send beneficial rain for you there in Lusaka, Livingston, Chipata, Zambia, and all other places where rain is required. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ, Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with pious, good children. Istighfar, husband and wife. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. Istighfar is for the past. Ya Allah, I'm asking you forgiveness and for my sins and vices. And itoba, Ya Allah, do not let me relapse. Do not let me go back to the evil, devilish lifestyle. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ worldly benefits. Then, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise, with the streams there in paradise. Jazakallah khairan mu'asalim kareem. Allah reward you. We'll continue same time tomorrow, inshallah, from Carolina. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.